Welcome to the Townships at 12. I'm your host, Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and I will be with you for the next hour here on theCUBE 88.9 FM. In today's show, in the first half hour, I will talk with Marie Mulliner, a volunteer with the Township Sun. The Township Sun has recently been awarded two very prestigious awards. In the second half hour today, I will talk with Trevor McKinven, a longtime volunteer with the Piggery Theater. The Piggery is celebrating its 60th anniversary this year, and Trevor will talk to us about some of the great shows coming up this summer. I will also have some community event announcements and some health news and some music. We will start the show with a song called Small Town, and it's by John Mellencamp. Today we're celebrating a remarkable achievement by a beloved local publication, the Township Sun, a volunteer-driven magazine that's been sharing stories, voices, and perspectives from across the Eastern Townships, has recently received not one, but two prestigious awards. Joining us is Marie Mulliner, a dedicated volunteer with the magazine, to talk about what these honors mean, the heart behind the publication, and how this small but mighty team continues to make a big impact in our community. Maureen Dillon Teasdale for theCUBE, and today I'm really happy to welcome Marie Mulliner to the Townships at 12. Now, Marie is a volunteer for the Township Sun. Welcome, Marie, and could you start by telling our listeners about your involvement with the Township Sun?
Hi, Maureen. Yes, absolutely happy to tell you a little bit about my involvement, which is recent compared to the 50 years of volunteers that have kept the Township Sun going. So I joined with Rachel Garber as the new editor about 4 years ago. And at first I was assistant editor, and then Rachel asked me if I wanted to be the arts editor. And I consider myself a little bit of a Girl Friday. I'm happy to do anything that I can to promote the Township Sun, and I have been doing that now with a formidable team, and we've just received a number of awards, so I'm very happy to talk to you about those.
Mm-hmm. Really excited about that. Now, for our listeners who may not know, what is the Township Sun and what kinds of stories does it focus on?
Well, I'm hoping that when your listeners read this, if they've never heard of the Township Sun, they will go to our website, townshipsun.ca, and check out the website and subscribe, because the Township Sun has been around for 50 years and we won an award, which I know we'll talk a little bit more about soon, for our 50th anniversary legacy edition. That was given to us by the Quebec Community Newspaper Association. So the magazine is about life and culture and often history of the Eastern Townships, especially with a focus on English-speaking Eastern Townships.
Okay.
It's got stories about every issue has themes. They're not just about those themes, but the most recent themes are farming, and then we have the performing arts theme, and the most recent issue is Townships Chemistry, which is all about things that you don't necessarily know about that are related to chemicals, the good and the bad, in the June issue. And the next issue that's coming out will be about Township Young Voices, which is an award-winning contest that we have been running for 3 years now, and we were able to do it thanks to some recent funding for a fourth year next year, and it will have an issue filled with the winning awards of our most wonderful young townshipers ages 11 to 29 who have written poetry, drawn images, written fiction, nonfiction, and photographs. And those will be in the Canada Day summer edition of the Township Sun.
Okay, very exciting. Now, the Township Sun recently won two awards, as you were mentioning. The first one was for the 50th anniversary, especially the 50th anniversary edition. And if I'm not mistaken, you are the coordinator for that. You coordinated that. So tell us a little bit about this award.
So the award was given to us by the Quebec Community Newspaper Association for Best Community Promotion. We actually also won this award last year, so it's 2 years in a row. And last year it was for our Township Young Voices Special Edition. And the QCNA is an organization that represents English-speaking news, and in our case, magazines, across Quebec. So there's about 30 members, and we gathered at the historic Montebello, Chateau Montebello, where the 50th anniversary issue was honored for representing the huge legacy of effort it has taken to get the Township Sun to where it is today. And the actual issue is 52 pages, and it'll be uploaded to the Quebec Archives shortly because it's dated April 2024, a year after we publish an issue. We load them on the Quebec Archives, which is at bank.qc.ca. I hope I have that right. And this particular issue must have captured the interest of the jury for its huge breadth. We had contributions from the original founders of the Township Sun 50 years ago, all of whom are more my age now. And it really gets to the heart of what the Township Sun has been about and what it's like to live now and to have lived in Quebec, which in many ways hasn't changed a lot as an English speaker.
Mm-hmm. And very exciting. Now, the other award was from the QAHN, the Quebec Anglophone Heritage Network, I believe, the Richard Evans Award. Is that correct?
Yes. And that was such a thrill for us to have the volunteers, because they are really the backbone of the Township Sun recognized through this award. That happened just this past Saturday in Montreal at a historic house in downtown Montreal, where we were recognized as having contributed to the fabric of the Eastern Townships through the efforts of our volunteers. So there's about 15 core volunteers, but if you look at over the past 50 years, I don't think I would be exaggerating if I could say we probably have 500 volunteers, including all of the amazing people who write or take photographs or submit their artwork. And that's really what we were recognized for. And we have such amazing volunteers that keep this publication running. Can I talk to you a little bit about some of them?
Oh, yes, please do.
So our publication, I like to think of it as a handcrafted magazine built by volunteers. If you think of something that is really beautifully made by people who have great passion and expertise, that's how I like to think about the Township Sun. And the care and the dedication and the expertise of these volunteers just blows me away. So while I was the coordinator of the 50th, I feel like this has been such a team effort, both since I joined and long before I joined. Janet Angraves, who many of the people my age will remember as a formidable English teacher at Alexander Galt, has been a proofreader and is one of the longest standing members of the Township Sun. Melanie Cutting and John Mackley, and most recently Noemi Blom, have been working on layout for a long time. And Marion Greenway, she's done some amazing work keeping the Township Sun financials in order and helping us with subscriptions. And I would say our new board members, so I'm going to mention Noemi Blom again because she is the editor for the Township Sun Voices issue, which is, I mentioned, featuring all the winning entries. And of course, I would be remiss if I did not mention Rachel Garber. Rachel wears so many hats right now. She is the editor, the publisher, and the president. So we're all volunteers, and we're always happy to welcome new volunteers to get what are going to be 10 issues per year out. We've received encouragement to put out 10 issues. That'll help us get some additional funding. And we'll be taking the Township Sun issues on the road over the Canada Day week, so you can come and meet some volunteers. And we just keep going and going, bringing in new blood. One of our volunteers, Zanya Keene, who was responsible for our younger voices, I would say, much younger than Cote, Anna Martinez, and Zanya Keene, they orchestrated the Township's Young Voices contest. And Zanya in particular is responsible for what I call our striking social media visuals and the detailed maps. For example, in one of our publications, the Bernard Up Eastern Township's Adventures, which you can buy on our website. So all that to say, when we got the Richard Evans Award, it was just it put wind in our sails. We do this because we love. Volunteers do their volunteer work because they love what they're doing. And this publication has brought so much purpose to me and probably to many of the people who are volunteers. But we like to think that it really does give Eastern Townshipers a sense of English-speaking Eastern Townships life, culture, history, and will hopefully continue for years to come.
Oh, I certainly hope so. How do you manage to attract so many volunteers for the Township Sun?
Oh, that's such a good question. Hopefully people who are listening to your show will say, oh, this sounds like fun, because we're really from 20, I think one of our youngest volunteers was 15 when she started, 20 in our 90s. Anybody who wants to volunteer is welcome to send us a note, but since it's often because it's a small community. People you know, people who have expertise, and when you have the insight that someone like our editor, Rachel Garber, has, she's able to say, oh, this person might be good at that, and she asks them, and people will pretty well always say yes. Our board members are changing as we sort of rejuvenate the publication with new people, as other people are finally deciding that they can play new roles while we take over the day-to-day as we pursue the modernizing of the Township Sun. It's become a bit of a fresher-looking magazine, I like to think, and the volunteers should not feel that, as I did historically, that this is a grandma publication. This is a publication for everyone in these two townships, whether you're young, not so young, and want to learn about us being the community of English speakers in the Eastern Townships. This is the magazine that you should come and volunteer at. And that's literally how we attracted some of our newer board members. They were keen. They were keen to see how their voices could be reflected in this magazine.
Mm-hmm. How do you and your fellow volunteers decide on the themes and contents for each issue?
Well, we have an editorial board meeting before every issue is planned out where a particular theme might be raised. So obviously in the spring, farming makes sense. And we have had historically a farming issue. This year we did Performing Arts Awards theme because there's so much going on culturally in the spring and summer. And what we think our readers, and we're always open to suggestions, will find relevant locally and tells the story in communities all across the Eastern Townships, whether it's Granby or Drummondville or Sherbrooke or Stanstead. We're trying to pick up stories that are happening that are cultural stories, not necessarily news stories, because news stories are covered by wonderful local media, because literally local media is all that's really left that tells us the local stories, like what you're doing with the radio, which we're so grateful for. So we some forethought, but also are welcome to new ideas. If people have think that something's going on in their community, they like that story told, and it's a culture or history story, or perhaps even something more intriguing, we're always open to suggestions.
Okay, that is wonderful. Have you personally contributed any stories or contents that you're especially proud of?
Oh, thank you for that question. You know, it actually brings tears to my eyes, because I actually wrote my very first story in the Township Sun before I considered myself a volunteer, about my spouse, Kevin, who died this past January. And it was because we're planning to retire here, and then he was diagnosed with Parkinson's and Lewy body dementia, and there was a film out at the time called We Have to Talk About Kevin. And I wrote a story about what it was going to be like to move to the Eastern Townships and live with my wonderful spouse, Kevin Whitaker. And that was well received, and it made me decide, well, maybe I could start writing. And it also helped me as a caregiver to have this outlet. The Township Sun has given me such a personal outlet, in addition to the caregiving role that I played for almost a decade. And then there's some more recent stories. 2 years ago, we won an award for a story I wrote on Lake Megantic when it was celebrating, I think it was its 10th anniversary since the train derailment. And many other wonderful writers have written in the Township Sun, but those are the two stories that come to mind that I was involved in.
Okay, definitely wonderful. What kind of feedback do you get from readers in the townships? How important is a publication like this for keeping the community connected, do you think?
The feedback has been recently really encouraging, and I would say people have strong views about what they like and what they don't like, and we encourage strong views. That's what we like to know whether we're doing something right, and whether we should be doing something differently, whether it's the way the story plays out on the page in terms of the font size, but more importantly, the content. And I think that the Township Sun really acts as a glue that binds small communities within the Eastern Township, small English-speaking communities within the Eastern Townships together. And I like to think that if you were to look at the past year, you would find a story. Well, I know that you would find a story about your part of the world. And if you subscribe, maybe there's somebody coming to visit you and you think, you know what, before you come, look at this issue. It'll give you ideas of things you want to know more about, places to go, especially during the summer. It's a great gift, whether you want to give gifts at Christmas at the Township Sun to connect people that you know care about this part of the world, if we're going to come and visit, or even your children or your grandchildren. So I like to think of it as a bit of community epoxy. How's that?
Mm-hmm. Now, you had a blitz there. How did that go? Did you get a lot of new members?
I was really impressed by the subscription drive. It's a huge effort these days. And Sharon McCulley of the Sherbrooke Record mentioned this to me when we were at the QCNA Awards, how impressive it was that we had actually increased our subscribers. We increased probably almost 200 new subscribers. It was 160 at the end of April. And the list, so it's really difficult to bring in new subscribers. And this is what Sharon was saying, that it's hard enough to retain subscriptions, but to bring in new readers and new subscribers is really a significant accomplishment. So we're really, really proud. We aimed for 1,000, knowing that that was a nice round number. And we haven't hit 1,000 yet, but I'm confident we will. But the fact that we have new subscribers, almost 25% more subscribers than we had this time last year, that's really remarkable. And that's all due to the volunteers.
Mm-hmm. That is amazing. I'm really pleased with that. Any exciting plans or themes coming up for the future issues?
Well, we are going to be focusing on the Townships and Voices issue, which will be on newsstands soon. And you're asking me a really important question about what's coming after that. And I should know the answer to it, but I'm afraid I can't remember. I know Rachel Garber is editing the September issue. I'm forgetting the theme right now, but she's a formidable editor, and I'm confident that the content will be excellent.
Oh, I'm sure it will be. Now, let's see, for people who want to subscribe, could you just have our listeners go to the website again, mention it?
Yes, thank you so much. So, yes, you can receive The Township Sun digitally, and that's a full-color digital issue in your email box for $20 a year. Or if you would like both digital and print, you can subscribe for $35 a year by going to the Township Sun, that's all one word, .ca, and there's a subscription button there. And if you already are a subscriber and you're feeling generous and you want to donate, you can also donate through the same website, townshipsun.ca. We don't have charitable status, but the Eastern Township Research Foundation has administered our donation. So if you dedicate your ETRF donation through our website to the Township Sun, it will come directly to us and allow us to keep going.
Okay, that is good to know, and definitely a value for what you get too. Anything else we left out, Marie, that you wanted to mention?
I'd like to say that the awards that we received were really significant for two reasons. We were in really good company. For example, on Saturday night for the Richard Evans Award from the QAHN, the Kwan organization, we were given the privilege of being there with two other formidable community members. Ed Peterson from the Barrie Historical Society, he won the Marion Phelps Award, and Ross Higgins, who was recognized for 50 years of work preserving and celebrating queer culture in and around Montreal, especially through the Quebec Gay Archives. And also the Vimy Foundation recognized the work of some two young volunteers of the Vimy Foundation who are taking war stories into the they are bringing stories of war into the lives of a younger generation. And given what's going on these days in the world, plus I think at my age, 66, thought we would be seeing the kind of war-torn stories that we are currently facing. So that was really special to be at the table with those other award recipients, because there are such important stories that are going on that can make us feel like we are contributing in whatever way we can to our communities.
Mm-hmm, that is very special. Okay, well, thanks very much. We've been talking with Marie Mulliner. She is a volunteer for the Township Sun, so definitely I would recommend anybody to subscribe if you haven't yet. Thanks again, Marie, and all the best on the future editions.
Thank you so much for taking the time, Maureen.
And next up, we have some community event announcements for you here on the Townships at 12. Come out to the Western Festival at the Lennoxville Farmers Market Saturday, June 28th. The fun starts at 10 a.m. Between Quebec's National Day and Canada Day, they invite you to enjoy a 100% country experience where the countryside meets the city. A festive, inclusive, and authentic atmosphere awaits you to celebrate the cowboy spirit the right way. Kids and grown-ups, get ready to challenge the mechanical bull, test your lasso throwing skills, create your very own cowboy hats and horses. Learn some country dance moves with the fabulous Winslow Dancers. Join them on June 28th at the Lennoxville Farmers Market. That is at Queen Square, right in the heart of Lennoxville. The fun starts at 10 a.m. Saturday, June 28th. Volunteers are needed. Community Aid is seeking volunteers to help in the kitchen for their Meals on Wheels service in Waterville. Help them support seniors in the community. Availability Tuesday and or Thursday mornings. For information, 819-821-4779, extension 305, or by email, responsible@communityaid.ca, or visit the website www.communityaid.ca/volunteers. Canada Day celebrations in East Hatley, July 1st, that's a Tuesday. The action starts at 10 a.m., fun for the whole family. There will be an ice cream social, the annual Mose River Strawberry Ice Cream Social, coming up on Sunday, July 6th, 1 to 4 p.m. at the Mose River Church, parking in Ronnie Hazelton's yard. Bring your own lawn chairs. All funds will go towards the upkeep of the historic church. There will be music, dancing, a silent auction, a raffle, desserts, and of course, ice cream and strawberries. And if you belong to a nonprofit organization, you have an event coming up, we would love to get the word out for free. Just please give me an email describing the event, cjmqnews@gmail.com or cjmqnews@yahoo.ca. I'd like to thank my guest in the first half hour today, Marie Mulliner, volunteer for the Township Sun. And if you aren't already a subscriber, I would encourage you to go to their website and subscribe. We will take a break and hear the news with Derek Bullard and a word from one of our sponsors, and then we will be right back with part two of the Townships at 12 for today. And in part two today, I will be talking with Trevor McKinven, longtime volunteer for the Piggery Theater in North Hatley. Trevor will talk to us about what shows are coming this summer. We will close part one of today's show with a song by the Kooks, and the song is called Shine On.
The things that make you mine. About your hair, you needn't care. You look beautiful all of the time. Shine, shine, shine on. Yes, oh, won't you shine, shine on? You're my good thing. The people at the seams, but you still read. I must admit, I don't believe in it, but I see how you get sucked in. Shine, shine.